Now, you might have heard in the news that the Climate Change Advisory Council has called on the government to show greater leadership and to take the necessary actions to increase the country's renewable electricity production. It says that planning delays and appeals are significantly hindering the change. In the first ever statutory review of the electricity sector here, the council says that the amount of new wind farm capacity, which was added last year, fell very far short of what is needed to meet Ireland's climate targets. The government has committed to reduce emissions by 51% by 2030 and to be carbon neutral 20 years later. The chair of the advisory council, Mary Donnelly, spoke to us earlier. She told us first how much wind energy had been produced last year.
Last year, we had about 41% of our electricity produced by renewables in Ireland, which was good because our target for 2025 is to get to 50%. The difficulty that we're pointing out, however, is that in 2023, there was no planning approval given for a wind farm before September, which effectively meant that we lost a whole year in terms of rollout of sustainable electricity development in the country. This is a concern that we have because if we're going to stay within our carbon budget and meet our targets for 2030, we need to roll out and connect 1.6 gigawatts of renewable electricity every year. Last year, it was 0.6. So we have a real gap here, and it's very urgent that we move fast in this area.
In a country with some of the best wind in the world, why is it the case that before last September, no new onshore wind projects were approved?
Well, the planning system, as you know, has been problematic here. That was the part of the reason for that. So there was no planning approval given before September. And even where planning approval was given, those cases are now either under judicial review or have been challenged. So we do have a concern here. Part of the difficulty is, and I think this is where the government really has to join the dots, is to explain to people why we're rolling out wind farms and solar farms. It's in fact important in order to keep our lights on, to keep our power system operating in a sustainable way going forward into the future. And this disconnect perhaps is causing some people problem, and this is why we're getting objections to onshore wind and onshore farms. Solar farms.
Let me put some of the comments by the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, which he made at a conference earlier this month. He said, "We already get a greater share of our electricity, 35% on average, from onshore wind farms than anyone else in Europe. Over 3 gigawatts of capacity was procured from 4 offshore wind projects. These phase one projects will provide enough energy to power over 2.5 million Irish homes with clean electricity and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by over 1 million tonnes by 2030. What do you say to that?
Well, firstly, we do have the resources, and that's the really wonderful opportunity that we have. We have the resources, we have the technology, we know how to do it. The focus of the Council at the moment is to keep Ireland within its carbon budgets, and that means we need to use the resources that we have available to us today. Onshore wind and onshore solar are technologies that we know how to do and we can roll them out immediately. Offshore wind is also important, but it will take longer. So we can't stop our activities onshore now, waiting for offshore. We need the onshore to come on stream. And indeed, Ireland is performing well in terms of European countries. I think we're the second highest producer of wind electricity in Europe after Denmark. But we can produce more and we need more because, for example, last year, electricity demand in Ireland increased by about 3%, whereas in the rest of Europe, it declined by 3.5%. So we have a growing demand for electricity and we need to meet that growing demand with sustainable electricity resources.
And is that growing demand centred primarily on our use and increasing use of data centres?
Yes, data centres are a contributing factor. That's absolutely clear. But equally, we have a growing population and we have a very vibrant economy. So both of those factors will also contribute to it. And the trajectory going forward to 2030 is that our electricity demand will continue to grow. And therefore, we really need to match that with the achievement of the targets that indeed the government itself has set out. We have a target of 9 gigawatts of onshore wind, 8 gigawatts of solar. these are the targets that we need to achieve between now and 2030. And this is why we're urging the government and all of the actors, shall we say, in this space to move faster to get the rollout of the technologies in order to capture our own natural resources and achieve this high level of sustainable electricity.
There was a 21% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from our electricity sector last year. It's the lowest level since 1990. Is that the full story?
No. First of all, that is correct. But, of course, it hides a very important feature, which is that we imported more than 10% of our electricity from the United Kingdom. And, of course, we don't carry those greenhouse gas emissions. They remain in the UK. So that was one of the contributing factors to the decline in emissions in this sector during 2023. And this is something that will probably continue for maybe 1 or 2 years, but can't continue much beyond that because there will be changes called the CBAM, which is the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, that will come in 2026. So yes, 2023 was a good year, but we cannot rest on our laurels and rely on imported electricity to keep our emissions down going forward into the future.
And the carbon intensity of the electricity that is generated here is 20% above the EU average. Why is that?
Because we're still using coal, and indeed the Council has called this out. Moneypoint still uses coal, and the projected date for closure of coal in Moneypoint is 2025. That has to be a hard date. We cannot go beyond that because the emissions that we're getting out of coal in our electricity system are far too high. We have an emission of about nearly 300 grams per kilowatt hour versus about 250 for the rest of Europe. So you can see that we're really out of kilter. And as you said at the beginning, this is in a country where we have the natural resources to have sustainable electricity.
Is there time to turn this around by 2030?
Yes, there is. Mainly because we're very fortunate. We have the natural resources. That's perhaps the most important thing. Secondly, we have the technologies. They're known technologies and we know how to use them and we know how to roll them out. So yes, we can turn it around, but it does require really strong political leadership from the government, both at national level, but also at local level, because part of the challenge that we have is to roll out the national targets across all of the country, across all of the counties and across all of the local areas, because we will all benefit from this sustainable electricity. And it's important that we all contribute to the generation of it and to the distribution, which of course is the grid. And I know people don't like pylons, but in order to get the electrons to move around, we do need to roll out the grid as well as the onshore wind farms and solar farms.
We were talking there to Mary Donnelly, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council.